Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Much love and many thanks to everybody tuned in and locked in all over North America. Damn it, it's already Wednesday. This is what happens when Monday's a holiday. Boom, you're already halfway through the week. Hope you've had a good one. If not, I'm sorry. Hang out with me. I'll try to make it better. I cannot guarantee it. But I'm going to try. I'm going to have me some fun. Because this is when I get started every single weekday at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. I'm in live in Atlanta, Georgia. Super producer and host Ryan Hickey is live in New York City. And whether you're at home, you're in traffic, you're at work, you're leaving work, you told your boss to kiss your ass, that means you really had a good day. I'm going to be here regardless. We got a lot to get into. It is Wednesday. And so, of course, I'm going to be sharing with you a new top six list. That is what I do. We're in the midst of the NBA playoffs, getting closer to the NBA finals. We had a team last night that blew their chance to automatically go there. For tonight's top six list, I want to take a look at some of the best clutch players. A top six list of some of the most clutch players that the NBA has ever seen. We got that coming up in 2 hours for you. In a few minutes, we'll talk about the team that missed their chance to advance to the NBA Finals. How about this? Scottie Scheffler got a break today, huh? No charges in Kentucky. This man was facing four charges, including a felony. For disobeying an officer and running over an officer, injuring an officer, not listening to an officer. Scottie Scheffler's like, I didn't know that guy was a cop. And now he's not facing anything. We'll get into that next hour. Bronny James isn't going anywhere. He's staying in the NBA draft. And it doesn't look like he's interested in working out for a lot of teams. I don't know if that's going to work in his best interests, especially trying to get into the league. Speaking of a league, in the WNBA, Caitlin Clark had the best game of her career last night. We talked about the Negro League players now being acknowledged as a part of Major League Baseball. Their stats are being integrated over into the big leagues. We got Jerry Hairston Jr., who's going to join us. This man had family members who played in the Negro Leagues. And so why not talk to him? He's going to have a special connection, a special relationship. And then, of course, I'm going to tell you about a few things that took place this day in sports history. And unless you've been sleepwalking all day, today is May 29th. And there are quite a few things that took place this day in sports history. And I can't wait to share them with you. Also, how about this? Justin Fields opened his mouth about that whole kick returning thing. So we'll get into that. The Clippers and gave Ty Lue a nice new contract. We got a lot to discuss. You can always listen here on the free Odyssey app. It is free. If you like free things, you should get the app. You can lock in on your local Infinity Sports Network affiliate, wherever the hell you live. If you got a smart speaker, ask it to play the Infinity Sports Network. And if you got SiriusXM, it's channel 158. We're not hard to find at all. At all. Hickey, how you doing, man? You good?
I'm good, JR. Today's a weird day. Why? No NBA playoffs for the first time in what feels like, what, 6 weeks?
A month and a half? I don't know. A long
Crazy.
Time, right?
It's been, I feel like, a sprint with all the playoff games we've seen, and now it's just silence tonight.
It's silence. Yeah. What are you going to watch when you leave here? What you going to do?
Maybe I got a lot of movies and shows on my to-watch list. Maybe tonight might be a good night to try to chip away at that.
Oh, Die Hard, finally? Die Hard? No.
Well,
no.
I tried to find Die Hard a few weeks ago.
Oh, my.
No luck. So maybe something else.
You didn't find it? What do you mean you didn't find it?
Well, I found it, but you had to pay like $14 to rent it. Sorry.
Oh, get out of here.
Not
Are you
doing
serious?
That.
Are you serious? $14?
I wish I was kidding. I think it's on Amazon. Only place I could find it.
Oh, man.
Do Jacking I need to up the price.
Amazon is going to send me a nasty letter. Do I need to, like, send you a password or something?
Sure. I mean, listen.
Add you to the account?
I wouldn't say no, but again, if anyone from Amazon is listening,
right.
That would we would never do that.
No, you can't.
We are good people.
Yeah, we
that support local
it's
business.
Not, is it stealing if I'm paying for it?
That's true.
Yeah,
we're
come
not
on
doing
now.
Anything illegal.
I'm not selling subscriptions of my Amazon account on the street. I'm giving it to my friend Hickey. That's it.
That's true. Why? You're not making a profit.
No, I'm not. I'm not. Not at all. It'd be different if I charged you. So. We'll look into it. You'll see Die Hard, and you got something to do because we don't have an NBA game until tomorrow night. And we have an NBA game tomorrow night because the Dallas Mavericks could not handle business last night. They had an opportunity to sweep these Minnesota Timberwolves to automatically get like 8 days off and then take on the Celtics next Thursday. It's not going down that way. Because they lost. The final score yesterday, last night, 105-100. This was a tale of two halves. I mean, especially for Karl Anthony Towns. We've been giving him crap because he could not hit the broadside of a barn this entire series. Karl Anthony Towns was shooting 28% heading into the game. He only had 5 points in the first half of the game. The score was at 49-all at halftime. Anthony Edwards finished with 29 points, 10 rebounds, 9 assists. Karl Anthony Towns had 20 of his 25 in the second half. He went 5 points in the first half, 20 points in the second. And he actually knocked down some threes. He was 4-5 from downtown. It's crazy. Karl Anthony Towns helped save the day. Even though it felt like every important member of the Minnesota Timberwolves, they were all in foul trouble. Karl Anthony Towns even fouled out. But Chris Finch, Mr. Broke Leg, head coach of the Minnesota Timberwolves, he spoke to the media after the game and he said, man, I told Karl Anthony Towns, man, go after there. Go get it. Go get us a win.
The past is unrelated to, you know, the future. Trust your talent. You know, stay confident. We have every confidence in you. You know, shots will fall. I mean, Jaden went through a massive slump in the Denver series. And then, you know, helped us finish it out by catching fire. And that's kind of continued into the big early parts of this series too. So that's how shooting is. You know, just got to wait till the cards turn in your favor.
Yeah, shooting is tough. It's difficult. I mean, you listening to me, if you had to go outside right now and knock down a couple of threes from NBA distance, so how many would you hit? How many would you hit with a 7-footer in front of your face? How many would you hit? If you put me out there and you gave me 30 chances, I don't know, maybe I'd hit 5 if I'm lucky. Maybe. Put me out there with, I don't know, Luka? None? Probably 0? It's tough shooting basketballs. I mean, even Anthony Edwards, he had to have a bounce back game where he was much more aggressive. He gave Karl Anthony Towns credit for not being a bum.
Everything came together for him.
He was super confident. He wasn't worried about any shots previous to the shots that he hit tonight. He played exceptionally well, and he came through big time. And he was the reason we won tonight.
Yeah, those are the young guys. It's what they're supposed to do, right? Oh, young Minnesota Timberwolves. Oh, they beat the champion Nuggets. Oh, they're the hot thing. We got stupid comparisons between Michael Jordan and Anthony Edwards. Yeah, I called him stupid. Just relax. There's too many jokes calling this man Michael Jordan's illegitimate child. These are the times that I wish the internet wouldn't exist. But anyway, yeah, he's done an amazing job. They got more work to do. They go back to Minnesota tomorrow. They try to win another game. The series is then 3-2. And everybody in Dallas will sweat if that's the case. And so the young guys actually stepped up last night. Their backs are against the wall. There's nothing else for them to play for and besides going on vacation. And they shot their shot. And they made it. Somebody who's seen it all, because he's about as old as dirt, is Michael Conley. Yeah, you know, the point guard. Used to be on Memphis. I feel like he's been in the NBA for the past 20 years. Michael Conley talked about the young guys, and he said, man, yeah, we good. We hang in there when times get tough. I'm proud of my young guys.
You know, I thought it took a lot of resiliency from our guys. You know, there's a lot of moments there where, you know, the game could have went the other way. We could have let go and, you know, guys weren't let the refs or big plays or anything kind of get in our way. We just kept moving forward.
Hickey, this man, Mike Conley, has been around since 2007, okay? I didn't realize he didn't make his – he's made one All-Star team. He made it in 2021 as the point guard for the Jazz. Like, I'm shocked it wasn't with Memphis. He's been around so damn long.
Yeah, that is – I definitely would have assumed 5-6-time All-Star point guard. I know his, you know, injuries have obviously hurt his career, but at least I'm with you. At least you would assume one time in Memphis, bare minimum. Wow.
Well, I mean, the way that this guy got paid, remember at that time, at one point, he had like the biggest contract in NBA history?
Mm-hmm. And no good knees to show for it either.
No good knees. He built a basketball court in his house. I think teams have actually, they would practice at his house in Memphis. When he was with Utah, they just practiced at his house. That's a lot of money. And now he's hanging out with the young guys, and he's still making NBA money, and he's a solid point guard at the end of his career. Veteran leadership, that's what we all need, is veteran leadership, and that's what the hell Michael Conley has a whole hell of a lot of. Now, for the losers, they got experience. I mean, Kyrie Irving has championship experience. Luka Doncic knows what a Western Conference Finals looks like. He's one of the best players in the world. An assassin out there, right? They got experience. They sucked last night. They did. There's nothing else that you could say. They blew it last night. They did. Luka Doncic had a triple-double, and they still lost. 28 points, 15 rebounds, 10 assists. This was his sixth triple-double in the postseason. But Luka Doncic took 21 shots and only made 7. And because he is a superstar, Luka Doncic said, the loss, it's on me.
That game is on me. Just didn't give enough energy, so we got to do better. They won one game, we just got to focus on the next one.
They got to focus on the next game, of course, right? What about Kyrie? Kyrie stunk too. This man, Kyrie Irving, had 16 points. He was 1-6 from 3. He has to have a bounce back game in Minneapolis, right? He said that it's his fault. Listen to this.
How I started off in particular the game with a few turnovers. And, you know, if I'm setting the example like that, then other guys are going to follow suit, unfortunately, at times. And, you know, it just leads to just that lackadaisical play. So that's on me taking accountability. I got to start off the game a lot better.
Hickey, you ever seen a couple that they've been together for so long and they're either doing one or two things? Either they're like, I love you. No, I love you more. No, I love you more. No, I love you more. Or they say, well, I hate you. And the other one, I hate you too. And have you ever seen couples that they try to one-up each other all the time?
Oh, yeah. It's a little uncomfortable.
It's very uncomfortable. I mean, for basketball players, I guess it's okay. But it's true. Last night, they both sucked and that's why they lost. I can't imagine. And they were at home last night, by the way. almost had a miraculous Luka shot to help him out, and Luka hit some clutch free throws, and he missed another one. It just, it wasn't their night at home. They had an opportunity to close it out, hand out another one of these stupid Western Conference or conference championships that nobody wants, and they blew it. They got to get on an airplane. Nice one. No TSA security. Get on the airport in Dallas, DFW or another private one. They fly up to, what is it, MSP up in Minneapolis. Got to waste their time getting on the plane. Check into the hotel, get some rest, get some food, do all of that, da-da-da-da-da. Get a nap, play a basketball game, and hope to close things out in the Twin Cities, downtown Minneapolis, the Target Center, and move on with their damn lives, okay? I think the Dallas Mavericks have this. I'm not going to change my mind because the Minnesota Timberwolves picked up a victory. I still believe in Kyrie Irving and Luka Doncic, despite the fact that last night they couldn't hit a damn thing. They have more experience. And if I still have to take the same premise that I've had all series, who am I going to rely on? Which combination am I going to roll with when the going gets tough and somebody actually has to win a series? I'm still going with Kyrie Irving and Luka Doncic. They are the better tandem. They are the more experienced tandem. And quite frankly, I think they're more lethal of a tandem. Yeah. Hey, Timberwolves, I'm not saying you can't do it. Hey, if Karl Anthony Towns and Anthony Edwards turn into Kobe and Shaq, then make my day. I will gladly eat my words. But if I'm a betting man, I'm betting on the Dallas Mavericks. But if you're a fan of the Timberwolves, or if you play for the Timberwolves, you're betting on your own guys, right? How about Jaden McDaniels, who plays for the Wolves? He says, oh, hell yeah. We can still win this series. Listen to him.
We knew that after game one we could win, or in game two we would win. I'll say the only game they really beat us was the last game. Like, the rest of them were close, and it was like our mistakes that let us lose.
But does getting over the hump help you,
gang? Oh, yeah. We could probably run off three more now.
Oh, cool. Okay, look, like, you got to appreciate the confidence, right? You have to appreciate the confidence. Michael Parsons was at the game last night. Yeah, Michael Parsons for the Dallas Cowboys. Getting ready to play for a mediocre-ass football team. Michael Parsons was there. He's an Adidas athlete like Anthony Edwards. He was wearing Anthony Edwards shoes down in Dallas. Anthony Edwards pretty much told him, listen, we going to come back. Like, we're going to go home and we're going to win the next game. And then we're going to come back and force another one. Listen to what Anthony Edwards said that he told Michael Parsons.
What am I supposed to say? I'm supposed to say we're going to lose game five? No, I'm not going to never say that. Michael Parsons, you know, he was rocking the AE1s, and I told him he wears size 14. I'll bring back some nice shoes for game six. That's what I told him.
You got to appreciate the confidence, right? Who the hell walks around acting like a loser? Who the hell walks around when their back is up against the wall and just gives up? It's basketball. I get it. But damn it, what else he's supposed to say? I appreciate the confidence. I still believe that they're going to lose. Sorry. Even if they pick up another game, it'll make things interesting at least while the Boston Celtics are sitting around, I don't know, reading books, going on vacation, sipping wine, and waiting for these two teams to beat the living hell out of each other. Yeah, no playoffs tonight in the NBA. NBA action back tomorrow. Game five in Minnesota between the Timberwolves and the Mavs, who will try to wipe them out again. First time wasn't the charm. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. A lot to talk about. Justin Fields is like, I ain't returning no kicks. I don't care what you heard. Scottie Scheffler, he's not going to prison. He's not going to jail. Everything is all well in the world. Oh, my God. Caitlin Clark had the best game of her career last night, or did she? Bronny James. Bronny James is sticking in the NBA draft. College is over. Now, did it even begin for Bronny James? We're going to talk about Negro League Baseball. We got Jerry Hairston Jr. joining us, Dodgers broadcaster, former big leaguer in Major League Baseball. a very special connection to the Negro Leagues and his own family. So we got a lot to do. And of course, I got a top six list for you. We're going to talk about the top six clutch players that we have seen in the NBA. I'm just getting warmed up. I'm getting started. You're locked into the JR Sport Brief Show. Where? Here on the Infinity Sports Network.
Want to teach your kids financial literacy, but not sure where to start? Greenlight can help. With Greenlight, parents can keep an eye on kids' spending and saving, while kids and teens use a card of their own to build money confidence. As a parent, you can send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and more. It's a convenient way to run your household, customized to your family's needs, and the easy way to raise financially smart kids. Get started with Greenlight today and get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The wait is over. That's right. Season 5 of The Kardashians is here. Just when you thought life couldn't get any faster, they're punching it into overdrive. Kris, Kourtney, Kim, Khloe, Kendall, and Kylie are back and continue to defy expectations in all their endeavors. So, get ready to go behind the glitz and glamour of the most iconic family on television. The all-new season of The Kardashians is now streaming on Hulu.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. 855-212-4227. It's 855-212-4227. We just opened up the show by talking about what happened last night as the Dallas Mavericks missed an opportunity to close out their series against the Minnesota Timberwolves and advance to the NBA Finals. Well, minutes ago, and I guess things continue to get interesting for the defending champion, Kansas City Chiefs. I don't want to call this man a bit player, but it's been brought to my attention. Thank you so much, super producer and host, Ryan Hickey. Adam Schefter says, Chiefs lineman Isaiah Bugs has two misdemeanor warrants out for his arrest because of cruelty to dogs in the second degree. Hickey, what is this? Like, is this chief number five or four? Well, no, this is about five to make some noise here, right?
We got Rashee Rice. We have the two offensive linemen that that was like marijuana possession. We have Isaiah Bugs now. We have Harrison Butker. Am I forgetting someone?
No, Rashee Rice just got us twice, right?
Right.
Yeah, because one time, well, it was the one where he was speeding. That's going to cost him some time and some money. And then the one where he punched the photographer, and then the photographer said, no, it's just a misunderstanding, which typically equates to they got paid to shut up and go away. Yeah, so what is that? Sometimes I have difficulty counting. So that's Rashee Rice. Butker opened up his mouth. And, yeah, it's his opinion, but a lot of people don't like what he said. You mentioned the two linemen. And now we got Isaiah Bugs. And it's not even June 1st. These guys don't go to camp until the end of July. And they're keeping busy. What do you have a few more details about what took place and cruelty to animals? This is not like no Michael Vick stuff, is it?
No, sir. What the Tuscaloosa police are claiming is that a house that is owned by Bugs, there were two dogs on the back porch there for a long time. No food accessible, no water accessible to them either. And according to the police, both dogs looked malnourished and neglected. So that is right now why Bugs was arrested. Now, Bugs is claiming, or I guess his lawyer is claiming, that Bugs recently moved houses and that the dogs are not his, / he did not know that they were there. So a little bit of he said going on. And apparently also Bugs is claiming this has to do with something with a hookah lounge that he owns in Tuscaloosa that is apparently trying to get shut down. This is, a scheme to put pressure on him to shut it down. I don't know, but this is This is the latest.
Well, let's also be real. Isaiah Bugs is a bit player in the NFL. He's from Tuscaloosa. He went to school at Alabama. Shout outs to everybody next door to me in Alabama. He signed with the Chiefs in their practice squad earlier this season. He didn't play for the Chiefs. And then he has like one of these reserve contracts with them. And he has 2 career sacks. But this isn't what you want to be in the news for. Like, these are the type of things. Hickey, I think I have a very clear idea about what's going to happen with this man. Do you have any idea?
Does it start with a C and end with a T with a U in the middle?
Yeah. 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 It's just a matter of how soon. Like, these are the type of distractions for a guy who's barely on the team that you don't need him. You don't want him. Like, it's enough that the Kansas City Chiefs, that they're, let's be real. The owner is sitting around, and people are calling him a cheapskate. People are saying that he doesn't want to pay for new locker rooms. He doesn't want to buy this. He doesn't want to buy that. You know, his kicker is in the news. His kicker is actually important to the team. Sorry, but it's a reality. You got to listen to his kicker kind of rile people up. But maybe the owner cares. And I feel like every time that the Chiefs, you know, flash across the ticker, you don't think that the Hunts get alerts? Like, hey, boss. He's like, what? Something else happened. He's like, what? Who? That's the first thing he wants to know, who. It's not Mahomes. It's not his dad, right? It's like Isaiah Bugs. And he probably said, who again? Because he doesn't know who this guy is. And he's probably like, I got this guy who's barely on my team. He's on the practice squad. Like, he's harming animals, allegedly. Like, just cut the guy. We don't need this on the team for what? I mean, this is the harsh realities of professional sports. If this was Chris Jones, man, they let this play out. They let it drag along through the legal system. There'd be no issues. There'd be no problems. There'd be no concerns. But he ain't Chris Jones. Well, I was going to say he's not Travis Kelce either. Hickey, if this was Travis Kelce, this would be on the evening news, okay? Peter would be whooping this guy's ass right now. Taylor Swift fans would be destroying him. He'd have to have a monumental life comeback. People would be ready to tear him down. But it's not Kelce. It's Isaiah Bugs. No disrespect. But he'll get cut, and then the world will continue on. Andy Reid will say, yeah, it's a problem. It's an issue. You know, we needed to let the system take care of itself, and so we let him go take care of himself. And if he can get it handled, maybe we'll explore it. And that's the end of it. The cold, hard realities of the NFL. It sounds like everything else in life, right? If you're not good at what you do, you got less runway, right? If you're very good at what you do, you get a break. You get preferential treatment. Maybe you just, people let things slide because of who you are, possibly. You know, we'll talk about Scottie Scheffler in a little bit. And speaking of letting things slide, we're going to get ready to take a break. And when we come back, Bronny James is staying in the draft. Bronny James doesn't plan on being a G leaguer. And apparently, Bronny James also has some thoughts, or his agent does, Rich Paul, dad's friend, best friend, I'm one of them. Might as well be his dad's agency. But anyway, they have some thoughts as to how many teams he should work out for or not work out for. Or not show up for. You want to talk about privilege? Bronny James, he got the cards. He got the deck in the palm of his hand. He's the dealer. He's the house. They're controlling everything. We'll talk about Bronny James on the other side of the break. We'll talk about Caitlin Clark. Ty Lue got himself a new contract. Scottie Scheffler knows what it feels like to get off. Hey, Justin Fields, it doesn't look like he's going to be returning kicks. And hopefully by the time we come back from break, another member of the Kansas City Chiefs doesn't allegedly commit a crime. I hope. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With All Trails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with All Trails.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code SMOOTH at checkout. That's harrys.com, code SMOOTH. Enjoy.
Doors take us to summers away or winter adventures and afternoon getaways. Your dedicated Fidelity advisor can help you open those doors by working with you on a comprehensive plan to help you reach your wealth's full potential. Because doors were meant to be opened. Visit fidelity.com/wealth. Investment minimums apply. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC, member NYSE, SIPC.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It's the JR Sport Brief show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. I like this. A little jazzy. This is what I listened to over the weekend. Atlanta Jazz Fest. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. I'm going to tell you about Bronny James in a second. How about this? Wow. Not that it matters. The Wizards have a new head coach in Brian Keefe. Okay, all right. He's been an assistant with the Wizards for the past. I feel like he's been an assistant with everybody. He was assistant with the Wizards the past couple of seasons. He was an assistant with the Nets. He was an assistant with OKC. He was an assistant with the Lakers. He was an assistant with the Knicks. He was an assistant with the Thunder when they were actually doing good with Kevin Durant and all those guys. And now he is the Wolves head coach. Or excuse me, the Wizards head coach. Good luck. I don't know. I mean, that's one of those jobs. They give it to you, and you're like, of course I'll take the job. And you hope that it works out, but the Wizards stink, man. This might be a job where he gets fired and he has to start over. It's a resume builder. It's like, hey, I'm getting my first chance. I got to take it, you know?
Yeah, I'll be honest with you. I didn't even know Brian Keefe was the interim head coach. I checked out of the Wizards really since the first game of the season. And I never pay attention to who his replacement was. And so congrats to Brian. I hope it lasts. But with the way the turnover's been in Washington, this seems like a hire that will last 2 years. Yeah, and we're talking about a new head coach search again.
Well, maybe he'll do a good job with whatever he has to work with. Hi, Kyle Kuzma, which reportedly they tried to move him. He didn't want to move. And then what's the guy that got punched in the face? We don't even care who he is anymore.
Jordan Poole.
Yeah, Jordan Poole. Yeah, Draymond Green punched him into oblivion. He got benched. They benched him. How do you move from the Warriors to the Wizards and get benched? Like, I don't know. D.C. is a beautiful city. A lot of beautiful people there if you avoid Capitol Hill. I don't know. Maybe he found another hobby in D.C. The Wizards, surprisingly, looking at the wrong season. I was like, that's way too many victories. That's not what they did. Let's see. Up there it is. A little bit more accurate. They won 15 games this past season. 15. They won 15 games. Hickey, I haven't seen a Wizards game since John Wall did the Dougie, man. That's a long time.
I got to double check. Didn't they finish with fewer wins than the Pistons?
They had one more win than the Pistons.
Oh, okay. So they're right. Because remember Kyle Kuzma had a clip like during the Pistons' 22-game losing streak.
He dissed him, yeah.
And was just like, man, imagine being that bad. And, buddy, you were.
Yeah, the Pistons had 14 wins. Think about this. And I get it. Them checks cash, they clear. You can sleep good at night. I understand it. The Pistons finished the season 14-68. The Wizards finished 15-67. Like, as I mean, I get it. It's a job. You win, you lose. It's not all in your hands. But damn, at the end of the year, you just go, man, we sucked. And I guess throughout the course of the season, there comes a point in time where you're just like, I got to do what I got to do. Like, forget what this guy is doing and that. I need to look out for me because they're going to blow this thing up and I need to stand out and look good. Man, congratulations to Brian Keefe, a full-time head coach now with the Washington Wizards. This is one of those things where it's like if a tree falls in the forest and no one is there to hear it, did it fall or see it? Did it fall? Yeah, so it's just like, I don't know. I'm not sitting around watching the Wizards for what? Why would I waste my time? Hickey, I did see something interesting, and they beat Atlanta to it. They've been trying to compete with us for a while. The Washington Mystics, I'm going to say it. I could use the word entice, but it's too nice. They're trying to con people to the WNBA games with brunch on Sundays.
Oh.
Did you hear about that?
No.
Bottomless, unlimited mimosas and food at a WNBA game. I think I'd go maybe one time.
Like, I'm guessing this is obviously before the game. That is, wow.
No, bro. I think it's, I don't know. Maybe they want to have fights in the stands, but I think this is something that you do. You know, they've built a club, and they stole that from us too, by the way. They built a club behind the basket. And what they did is kind of elevated and built like a cabana. No one would ever know because who's watching a Wizards game? But obviously, the Monarchs can participate in it as well. And so what they've done is, I'm going to give you the details of the brunch in case you want to take the Excella to D.C. Where is the news at? Or did I imagine this? I saw this for real. Monarchs brunch, WNBA brunch. Where is it?
Uh-oh. Atlanta and D.C. mixed up here?
Did I make this up?
Oh, wow. Wow. You self-reporting your own fake news?
No, I'm not. WNBA's Washington Mystics sell out brunch and basketball ticket series.
So it worked.
Washington Mystics brunch and basketball has unlimited mimosas. Secret DC. Here we go. The Mystics released a new ticket series this season called Brunch and Basketball. It was such a hit that it sold out immediately. The Mystics have partnered with Sycamore and Oak, a brunch spot right next to the arena, to provide a whole new ticket package, brunch and basketball. Okay. Tickets for all, they're only four games. They have sold out faster than anything that they have ever done before. The package includes, you're right, okay. The package includes one pregame brunch next to the arena, okay. The brunch service will start at 12:30 on each game day. It will end 15 minutes before the game starts. You get fresh fruit, pastries, chicken and waffles, bottomless juice, coffee, or mimosas. You also get a 100-level seat ticket. There you have it. So it's not at the game.
Not a bad offer.
But it's next door, right? Yeah.
It starts at 12:30. Do you know what time these games start? Is it like, I mean, hopefully it's not like a 1 o'clock game.
You know they're going to screw you, right?
Brunch is at 12:30, games at 1, and it closes 15 minutes before. So you got 15 minutes, drink all the mimosas you can. Good luck.
We don't need to play games with this. I'm looking at the Mystics schedule right now. Let's see. I want to see when they play on Sundays. Let's see.
You got to start. It has to be at least 2:30. You got to give at least a two-hour window.
You can't screw them over? Okay, let's see. Otherwise, people would be angry. They wouldn't buy it, right? Let's see. Oh, wow. Hickey. Oh, okay. No, that's at New York. At New York.
Was it going to be like 7 o'clock?
It's a 3 p.m. game on June 9th. Let's see, another Sunday. Okay, how about this? They did good. Sunday, June 23rd. They take on Dallas at 3 p.m. Not bad, right?
That's a good window. 2.5 hours. You'll get some rowdy fans. That's going to be a great home court advantage.
Listen, if they really wanted to do something, you turn that little club area you turn that into brunch and bottomless mimosas during the game, you're going to have a fight. You're going to have fights during the game. At least the crowd will be into it, I guess, right?
Oh, they'll be into it. It'll be like a college atmosphere.
Oh, my God. Hey, congratulations to the Washington Mystics. They have they started something. Trust me, they're going to – Hickey, they're going to do that here in Atlanta next. Watch. Watch.
As they should. It clearly worked. Four games all sold out, and I'm assuming neither or none of the four are fever games. So that's like a free boost right there in terms of extra sellouts.
Yeah, you don't want to offer – no, they take on the Fever. When are they at home against the Fever? The final game of the season on a Thursday night. Whoop-de-freaking-do,
wow.
Right?
Wow, jeez.
They have Fever only in town Friday. Oh, no, they got a Friday night game. Actually, next week. Next Friday night, the Fever or Caitlin Clark goes to D.C., and then she concludes the season in D.C. The WNBA season, by the way, concludes in September. Okay? You could thank the Olympics for that. What a wild world. Anyway. Congratulations to the Mystics staff for being geniuses. Bottomless mimosas and brunch before you come see the game. Anyway, shout-outs to Caitlin Clark, too, by the way. Actually had her best game of her, yeah, I guess we can call it her career so far. Last night, they took on Los Angeles, and Caitlin Clark decided to wake up and have the most points that she's ever had in a game. Caitlin Clark, 30 points, 6 assists, 5 rebounds, 3 steals, 3 blocks, and 7 turnovers. Like, I mean, you can't have it all. Caitlin Clark, this is what she had to say about her 30-point outburst. She said, man, I had to put in the work for it.
Honestly, I think I just played with an aggressive mindset. You know, I think that was the biggest thing. I just tried to play downhill the best I could. You know, would have liked to make a couple more threes, but, you know, had to take some there at the end that were a little contested. But I mean, I thought we did some good things, and then we kind of just shoot ourselves in the foot. They shot it, obviously, tremendous from the three-point line. Like, it's just hard to win when they shoot 60% from three, and we shoot 38% from the field. It's just hard to win basketball games like that.
Oh. Hickey, she took a deep breath at the beginning like she was Zion or something, right? Like, it really was a lot of work.
And it's only been 11 games, too, and you hear that's a side that's like 3 years worth of losing.
Yeah. They lost last night. The score was 88-82. Yeah, Caitlin Clark continued on. Hey, Caitlin, how the hell you feeling since, you know, that first game? You about 8-9 games in now. How you feeling?
Yeah, I think I've improved a lot since the beginning and the start of the season. I think the biggest thing for me is, like, once I get in there, I still get a little indecisive, and that's honestly where a lot of my turnovers are still coming from. Just, like, a little indecision once I do get my feet in the paint. But I think I've done a better job of, you know, probing and finding people open or – you know, finishing at the rim. I think I've done a better job as well of, like, understanding who's guarding me at the 4 and 5 position when I am getting those screens, and, you know, kind of picking them apart from there. Some are a little more athletic and some are a little bit slower that I can get around. So I think that's definitely been something that I've grown in a lot over the course of these first 8 games.
Uh-oh. Hickey, is she talking trash? That's what it sounded like to me.
Yeah, I guess a little bit. You can.
I've learned who I can pick apart on a switch and a screen. Okay, all right. I mean, I don't expect her to turn into, you know, Gary Payton, but I think that's the most, you know, in all honesty, that's the, I don't want to even say aggressive. I don't even know the correct adjective. That it's not even aggressive, but that is the most aggressive thing I've ever heard Caitlin Clark say. Hey, how am I getting better? I know who I can attack. I see Rudy Gobert out there. I know I can cross him up. I don't know who the WNBA equivalent is of Rudy Gobert, but that's what Caitlin Clark is seeing out there. And let's do some quick math here because I can do math. I'm going to count with you. This team, the Indiana Fever, the team that drafted Caitlin Clark, they have one victory. And let's count the losses. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Okay, they're 1 and 7. Okay. Hickey, I thought that they were worse. Can I not count? No, yeah, they're 1 and 7.
It's a low bar when you're sitting there 1 and 7 thinking, oh, wow, I thought it was actually a lot worse than it is.
Hey, well, this is what happens when you're a bad team, right? Like, bad teams are drafted number 1 for a reason. And Caitlin Clark, she's getting the hang of things. So eventually you can expect Caitlin Clark to go out there and abuse all those people that she said are slower than her, learning who she could pick apart. She said some of the women are more athletic. And, you know, if Caitlin Clark bust your ass in the WNBA, you know who you are. And you heard what she said. And you just got to give her an elbow the next time she tries to come into the paint. That's just how life is. Get your hits in playing basketball. Don't go out there and do them in real life. Bad idea. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. Yeah, we talked about Caitlin Clark. We talked about bottomless mimosas. We talked about the Dallas Mavericks losing an opportunity to eliminate the Dallas The Dallas Mavericks eliminate the Timberwolves. The two teams, it's too much blue. Hickey, is it too late for one of them to change colors?
I wish. Their logos, honestly, are mixing me up here. Yeah. They look very similar with the shades that they are. I've gotten confused a few times yesterday.
The referee said blue team ball. I had to go, wait. They're wearing blue, but they wear white, but they also wear blue. I'm confused all over the place. Anyway, the Minnesota Timberwolves are still here. And then there's animals, dogs and wolves. They're too similar. Anyway, it's the JR Sport Brief Show on the Infinity Sports Network. I'm going to try to understand the difference between a wolf and a horse. And we'll talk about Bronny James and Scottie Scheffler and clutch NBA players. And we're going to do it all on the other side of the break. So don't move. I got you covered.
The wait is over. That's right. Season 5 of The Kardashians is here. Just when you thought life couldn't get any faster, they're punching it into overdrive. Kris, Kourtney, Kim, Khloe, Kendall, and Kylie are back and continue to defy expectations in all their endeavors. So, get ready to go behind the glitz and glamour of the most iconic family on television. The all-new season of The Kardashians is now streaming on Hulu. The wait is over. That's right. Season 5 of The Kardashians is here. Just when you thought life couldn't get any faster, they're punching it into overdrive. Kris, Kourtney, Kim, Khloe, Kendall, and Kylie are back and continue to defy expectations in all their endeavors. So, get ready to go behind the glitz and glamour of the most iconic family on television. The all-new season of The Kardashians is now streaming on Hulu.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.